Christ Davis, 26th of December, on page Nun Beis, a very important piece in the LA Shore, page Nun Beis. We'll start again from the new section there. Bizmanenu Magdirim Adam Mekayim Mitzvos Kedati. Nowadays we define somebody who keeps mitzvahs as religious. He's a religious Jew. Dati. Nisbonenu Mahu Dati, or Dati, let's define what is religious or religiousness. Really, it's a spiritual force, zikah le'elyon ha'elyonim, a need, a yearning for the loftiest of the lofty, hamakanenes b'lev kol adam bari, that nests within the heart of every healthy person. Yochel ha'adam mutapeach zikah zu, a person can develop this need. Az hu shoel asatzma, then he'll ask himself, ketzad yiskari vel ha'elyon, how can he come near to the above, the Eivishter? V'ketzad yiten bitui l'hakaras tavaso klapov, and how can he give expression to his thanks to him, to his hakaras atov? Savava says that all of Avodas Hashem is based on hakaras atov. That's like the most central tenet in the Chovas Savavas, recognizing what I've received and wanting to serve Hashem because of that. And that brings him to service of Hashem. A person can abandon this need, to ignore it. Then it, I guess you could say, devolves or moves around from one thing to another. And it cloaks itself in like a hazy yearning, quote, to become one with nature. He's saying that a religious yearning that isn't given proper expression will turn into something else. It'll manifest itself in some other value, which is kind of off the mark.
And negative, necessarily?
No, just not the right
expression.
Yeah, it's not really yearning for Hashem. It all of a sudden becomes he wants to be one with nature or with humanity. Or select some value from among the values of the world, the kovas asol erech elyon, and we'll establish that as the highest value, which historically Jews have always done. They replace the yearning for Hashem with some other value. Yochel Elias Erech Nela. So, Larry, in response to your question, it can be a high value. Kemocherus, like freedom, omoledes, or your birthplace, homeland. Shivyon, Botzedek, equality, righteousness. Fairness. And it's really just a substitute for the true highest value. As we say in Shabbos Davening, it's interesting. I wonder if he means that literally. That's the meaning of those words. I always understood it meant values like moral principles, but Hashem's actual greatness, but he's either taking it as a stretch, or it means it literally that the erichin of Hashem, the values of Hashem, are unparalleled.
It's a funny word to use for Hashem.
Because he's infinite. But if you look at the rest of it, it's all about Hashem. Ein zulascha is none other than you. I'm not sure we really use the word erich to mean a moral value. Is erichin to mean value of things, you know, for on the market. He's using it in the colloquial sense. I'm not sure in tefillah we would use it that way. But the point is certainly correct that the values of the Torah, Hashem's values, are supreme over any human invented value. Shehu hino olam ha'arachim. He is the world of the values. Me'ata navin, now we can understand. It's a mistake to call somebody who observes the mitzvahs as religious, Kol adam hino dati bekoach. Every person really is religious in potential. Yeshnam rak b'nei adam hanostam lekoach zeh lehisnaven. They're just people who give this, let's say, force within them the ability to. That means like to disintegrate, to fall apart. Some people let it wither. Ach b'torah seinu ein liros chas v'sholem pulchan hanosein rak bitoy l'regesh dati. I think what he's saying is to call it an inclination that some people have. You know, I'm a talented ball player. I'm a music lover. I'm a religious kind of guy. It's not like it's really part of everybody. And therefore, you shouldn't see in our Torah, polchon is the Aramaic word for avoda, and it's mukus all the time, a service that gives expression to religious feelings. Oh, you're a religious kind of guy? Oh, we got a whole set of rituals you'll enjoy, which is the way a lot of the Western world looks at religion. Mimino esh das lama. Hashem is right. He's using the Eish Das because it has the word Das in there, I think, but it's a fire of religious guidance for them. Kibalnu asa mimara. We received it from Hashem. Torah min Hashemayim. Torah from heaven. V'zeh mechayev asan l'kayim kol mitzvah. This obligates us to keep all of its mitzvahs. Sibas hachiyuv eino hakoach hadati asher b'kirbeinu. The reason for the obligation is not because of religious force within us. And because I'm a religious person, therefore I keep the Torah. Elah has galus bar Sinai, the revelation of Sinai. Dalim klei nafshena l'hachil davar zeh. The vessels of our soul are too shallow to fully contain this. Kibore kol ha'olamos hufiya al amenu. That the creator of all worlds, the creator of the universe, appeared upon our nation. Aniu kulam neviim, and they were all neviim. Visham uhu medaber alam panim b'fanim, and they heard him speaking to them face to face. Okay, it's not because I, in my life, have some inclination or spiritual person.
It's not just a hobby,
right?
But everything is rooted in Torah and Sinai.
Yeah, yeah. I would say that's why in the world they say. Man's search for meaning. In the Mesilas Yesharim, it says man's obligation in this world. It's not rooted in what I find meaningful or a new hobby I have. Inkan od gishushi hakoach adati ba'adam hamachapes bitu elezikasa elav yisbarach. It also means like searching. Searching of the spiritual draw within man who's looking for an expression for his need for Hashem. And he stammers his thanks before him. I think what he means is, if it would be coming just from the side of man, I look around the world, I'm interested in reaching out to the Almighty, and I want to do things my way, then I would be stammering my thanks to him, basically because I wouldn't have any God-given direction how to do that. If you're given a Torah that says serve me this way, these are your karbanos, these are your avodos, these are your mitzvos, so we're not stammering our own invented ways of serving Hashem. We're doing what He told us to do. Kiyim Elokim Hirkin Shemayim Elyonim Klapim Mata. Rather, Hashem folded down the lofty heavens toward down below. Hitziyon Al Hasina V'yarad Al Elav. He spread them on Hasina and came down upon it. We're still standing under the mountain. That's the pasuk, and the mountain is burning with fire to the heart of heaven. That's our place forever. Every mitzvah we do, and in every mitzvah we do, we say that we are faithful to the revelation in Har Sinai. Behold, our Torah shanu lomdim. Every word of Torah we learn, and nu lomdim is dvar Hashem mehar Sinai elenu. We're learning the word of Hashem from Har Sinai to us. Chiyuv zeshal Torah umitzus misinei makif is kol am Yisrael v'chol makom v'chol dar. This obligation of Torah mitzvahs from Har Sinai envelops, includes all of Am Yisrael in all places and all generations. Ish lo nedar, also a phrase from a pasuk, with no man left out. Rak lamesim chafshi. There's only one exemption. Lamesim chafshi, the pasuk means the dead are exempt. Zula samesim, aside from those who are not here, ein af echer chafshi mikiyam amitzus. There's nobody who's free. He's using chafshi is a word used for free of religion. Fry in Yiddish, the word for non-religious is fry. So now he quotes the psukim in Vayeschanan with the Ramban. He shamer lecho shmor nafshecha ma'od pentishkach zedvarim asher ro'o einecha ufen yasur melvavcha kol yimecha yecha v'odatam levanecha v'levanecha. Be careful, guard yourself very much, lest you forget the things your eyes saw, and you remove them from your heart all the days of your life, and you shall tell them to your children and their children. Yom asher amadata lefnei Hashem lokecha b'chore. The day you stood before Hashem, your God, in Har Sinai. And we'll have to see it tomorrow, but the Ramban quotes here what this mitzvah is. Do not forget what you saw in our sinai, the mitzvah is to remember. We're doing the mitzvahs because exactly what he just described. There was a revelation of sinai of chiyuv, no less.
Tomorrow, six, remember.